I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. Tulsi Gabbard says her husband is battling a rare form of bone cancer. She is resigning as National Intelligence Director, and he is the fourth cabinet official to depart during President Trump's second term. At a Senate Intelligence Committee hearing in March, Gabbard dodged Georgia Democrat John Ossoff's question about whether the intelligence community told President Trump Iran posed an imminent nuclear threat to the U.S.
It is the nature of the imminent threat that the president has to make that determination based on a collection and volume
you're here
of
to
information
be timely.
And intelligence that he
you're
is provided
here,
with.
There had been rumblings Gabbard would split after the president decided to strike Iran, which caused some division within his administration. Gabbard is a veteran and former Democratic congresswoman from Hawaii. She built her political name on her opposition to foreign wars. Gabbard's principal deputy, Aaron Lucas, will serve as acting National Intelligence Director. I'm Ed Donahue.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.